This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. And today on the show is Shamir Rahim. He's the CEO and also the founder of Cypher Labs. Cypher Labs is a company that aims to decipher technology and build easy-to-use enterprise apps for the everyman, especially for the logistics companies. Shamir, welcome to the show. Now, let's talk to me about Cypher Labs. What is it all about? When did you start this? And, you know, how has it been so far?
Sure. Hi, Jeff. Thank you. Happy to be on the show. Cypher Labs. Yeah, what we believe is really that every business should be powered by software that's easy to live with, right? The fact is, logistics operations is completely broken, right? Things like trucks going around empty cost us $2 billion annually in ASEAN alone. So our team tackles this huge problem by empowering the what we call the everyman in logistics with affordable yet state-of-the-art software.
And this idea, or you know, this problem that you foresee happening, started when?
Sure. So I actually started my career as a molecular biologist in stem cell research.
So it's a completely different story then.
I know, right? So obviously it came out as I was scanning, you know, for the next cancer to cure, right? So actually what happened was I've been supporting logistics SMEs as a system admin and web developer from when I was 14. Mm. So when, you know, these transport owners started asking me to kind of rescue them from their spreadsheets, I really just started looking for enterprise software for them. So after about 6 months talking to the IBMs and collecting quotes, I still couldn't find anything that actually solved their problem and within their budget. So being a hacker at heart, I started to just build a system for everyone, and so Recipe was born.
What was the biggest challenge then? You know, I mean, everyone has an idea. Everyone sees this, you know, as there's a problem or, you know, there's an opportunity in this issue. You know, they have the idea to solve it. For your case, you know, you saw that huge gap in the logistics industry. Mm-hmm. Coming up with the app and, you know, on your own, what has been the biggest challenge, you know, in trying to convince, you know, large logistic companies to say like, yep, you know what, I'm going to trust in you and I'm going to let you run that software?
Yeah, so logistics is, you know, an evergreen industry or what we call really, really old, right? So, I mean, since the invention of the wheel, logistics was born, right? So for us, the biggest hurdle has been really in communicating the benefits of software as a service, like VersaFleet. So this can be a radical concept for a lot of companies, you know, putting everything on the cloud. So we use technologies like Dropbox Pro to get them more comfortable with it. Mm. So we typically might meet the IT department who wants to do a feature spec comparison, and we'd be like, you know what, forget all that. Just let your end user experience VersaFleet, right? If they like it, go for it. If not, we would be happy to talk more. And so, yeah, communicating SaaS education has really been the biggest hurdle.
Why do you think enterprise apps are, you know, struggling to be user-friendly and, you know, they seem to be falling off the pace 3 years ago when you started Cypher Labs?
Most enterprise resource planning software or apps were really built in the 80s to 90s, right, which in the user experience design world is what we call the pre-Facebook era. So a typical ERP system will have 1,000,001 functionalities from HR to accounting, but it also takes about 1,000,001 hours of training to learn, right? So the question is, how many of us have attended a training course to use YouTube or Dropbox or WhatsApp? None, right? Mm. So, yeah, these are highly sophisticated software with extremely powerful functionalities. So why can't we have the same for businesses, right? And the reason for it is a lot of enterprise software try to be all things to all men, billing 1,000,001 functions, but we instead advocate a best-in-class approach. Mm-hmm. So just like how we use Instagram to share pictures, but MyTaxi to call a cab, right? We believe that each enterprise app should have one singular focus and be really good at it. So for us, that domain is simply what we call the transport management space.
I'm speaking to Shamir Rahim. He's the CEO and also the founder of Cypher Labs. And we'll be right back in just a moment. BFM 89.9. You're listening to Tech Talk. And today on the show is Shamir Rahim. He's the CEO and founder of Cypher Labs. And we are finding out how a startup can shake up large industries and be a huge disruptor, just like Cypher Labs. Shamir, you mentioned earlier that you also integrate IoT and enterprise resource planning in a SaaS system. What is the outcome from the customer's point of view? I mean, what's the benefit to them?
So, it's very easy for a software company to get fancy on the tech, right? So, let's keep it real, right? So what are the current issues facing logistics fleet owners? It's really this few. Missing drivers? Check. Hijacked trucks? Check. Scheduling headaches? Check. Missed deliveries? Check. Angry customers? Of course. So net result, they lose contracts or they can't win new ones. So what we've done is simply put together the technologies required to solve these issues, right? So to track physical objects like vehicles and cargo, we use GPS trackers, load temperature sensors. So there's an Internet of Things or IoT component. To help operators with scheduling, we've built a route optimization engine that plans for them in seconds instead of hours a day. So that's a big data processing component. Right, to communicate quickly to drivers and customers, we built a combination of mobile and web apps on a real-time communication platform. So that's the cloud component part. So to our customers, though, when we put it together, it just works. Right. So you know that saying by Arthur C. Clarke, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Right. So our customers just take this magic we've built and win large contracts. Right. So, for example, we help a transport owner in Singapore actually clinch a deal with Xiaomi, the phone manufacturer. And we've been introducing more to like e-commerce companies like Redmart. Right. So, you know, they really appreciate, they would never win these deals because most of them have this absolute requirement that it must support e-signing. Right, and they don't have that software capability. So we provide this for them.
And the softwares that you do provide to your customers and all, are these softwares that you know you developed on your own or is this through partnerships?
Oh, it's all built in-house. So we code every single line of code there. And every algorithm, the maths behind it is all us.
And what about talent then? You know, I'm sure talent, you know, coming by talents that can fit the, you know, not only the innovation that you have in Cypher Labs, but also, you know, in terms of the mindset and the goals.
Yeah, so there are challenges and talent is definitely right up there. We have been pretty lucky. Our programmers we have, they happen to be physics Olympiad medalists, right? So they're pretty good at algorithms. So we've been really thankful for that. And even, I guess we are a very science and techie team. Like we have electrical engineers, I'm a molecular biologist, we have diversity as well, English literature person and all that. So, yeah, we kind of put the best of from our different fields together in building Versus Fleet. Yeah.
And being the founder and also now the CEO, you know, how do you sort of, you know, maintain that culture within a startup like Cypher Labs?
We've been pretty selective on who we bring into the team. So we do the usual things like technical tests, internships before we make an offer. And we almost exclusively hire through our networks. So we have very good mentors. We got a strong board that recommends us talent as well.
What does it take to be a successful startup? You know, I know you're a startup in Singapore. Perhaps, you know, what does it take to be a successful startup in Singapore since that scene is, you know, very buzzing when it comes to the word startup? What advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs?
Sure. So I think, you know, having worked for about a year in Philadelphia for a VC firm, actually, I'm quite familiar with Silicon Valley culture. So I think most of the challenges a startup faces are similar, regardless where in the globe they're located. Right. So being in Singapore has its pros and cons. So some things are made easier. For example, the speed of many administrative processes. You know, we are famous for you can incorporate a company in a day, that kind of thing. There's high internet penetration, like fiber internet, 4G. So that's particularly important for the cloud. The challenges, of course, are well known. We don't have a hinterland or home market to speak of. So we are forced to think global from day minus one. Right? Yeah, so I would say here a lot of it are similar. I know many startups in KL as well, quite familiar with some of them. And yeah, we face largely the same issues.
What's your plans for the future then? You know, any plans to capture the Malaysian market?
Oh yes, actually, definitely. We are in fact going to launch an online marketing campaign in the next couple of weeks. So we are really partnering up with related startups based in KL. Some of them incubated with Magic. Right, so we are already closing deals with some of the transport companies we are talking to. We, in fact, have really, we are already supporting our customer base in KL. So Yeah, definitely looking forward to a Cypher Lab, Sundiram and Berhad, pretty soon.
All right, I'll be in touch when that happens.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been speaking to Shamir Rahim. He's the CEO and also the founder of Cypher Labs. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.